My name is Jian Yan. I'm part of Windows Server Security Team. Security is on top of everybody's mind as we hear more and more about security attacks on corporations and governments. Today, I want to share with you a key security innovation to protect credentials on Windows Server 2016. You might have heard about the pass the hash attack. This is a technique used by attackers to harvest credentials as they move from one machine to another and gain more and more access inside your environment. It often starts with one client, then servers, and eventually gets to the domain admin privilege. Let me show you how. Now I'm going to put on my hacker hat. I got hold of this domain user account credentials and log on to his machine. Just a standard user. And now I'm going to run this tool that I download from the internet. It will dump all the hashes stored in the LSS memory on this machine. There's a lot of accounts. Let's take a look who has logged onto this machine. You can see this is the user himself. And here I see a domain admin NTLM hash. With this hash, I can start a command window, which is elevated to the domain admin privilege, simply by running this command. Now I can even open the domain user computer management, and I can do anything I want. Notice that it didn't even prompt me for the domain admin credentials, and now I'm in. Now let's step back. All I started was a domain user account, and I can go through the machines and find the domain admin NTLM hash. What if those hashes are not extractable? And that's what Credential Guard can protect. Let's see, I have a machine now with Credential Guard enabled. Open up the system information, you can see here the Credential Guard is configured to run. And now I'm going to run the same tool I downloaded from the internet and dump the LSS memory to see what are the credential format now looks like in LSS memory. Going through the accounts here. This is the user that logs on this machine. Look how different it is now. Instead of showing the NTLM hash in clear text, now it's an encrypted blob. Same for the domain admin here, for the privilege cannot be exploited. Credential Guard can be easily deployed using the group policy and enabled on either physical or virtual machines running Server 2016, or it can be either on-prem or in the cloud. Credential Guard protects the account logged on to the machine locally. What if you are using remote desktop to access Server 2016? That's where remote Credential Guard comes in. When you RDP from a machine running the latest Windows 10 or Server 2016, the credentials are not even sent to the target server if you're using remote Credential Guard, and then there's no hashes in memory to begin with. From this client, I'm going to run a remote desktop using remote Credential Guard. See, the parameter specifies that remote Credential Guard is used. Did you notice that I didn't enter my user credential? The single sign-on experience is provided by the remote Credential Guard as well, and your credential is not sent to the server. Now you may wonder, if the target server doesn't have my credentials, how do I access other resources? For example, like a file share from the RDP server. And let's take a look how that works. I'm going to run netuse to a network share that I created for my user account. Just like that simple. The remote guard actually will get the credentials from the client machine and then authenticate against this file share on the network. So you may wonder now, if I don't have this active RDP connection, the network share actually requires an active RDP session. So I wrote a little script, and that script will not be able to run without the active RDP session. Now let's take a look at what happens with this delayed connection. So the script will actually sleep for a few seconds and then try to connect to the same network share, and let's see what happens when the RDP session is not active. Connect back.
As you can see, now it's waiting for the user to enter credentials. In the last few minutes, I've shown you how effective the new security features in Server 2016 can help you to protect your environment. For more information, you can click on this link. Thank you.